We'd gone three more blocks when something terrible happened. We'd stopped at a light, and among the crowd of pedestrians crossing was a dark-haired young woman in a blue jacket. Squarely in front of Felix's car, she crumpled to the ground.
Oh no!
I jumped out of the car. Felix said something I didn't hear because I was rushing to her aid, as were others. Two men bent over her. I was hoping at least one was a doctor, but they looked awfully rough for professionals. I knelt beside the woman. Her eyes were closed, her body slack. I didn't see any blood, which was good.
Did you check her pulse?
I reached for her wrist. She was dark enough to be Mexican or Chinese, something other than white. A hand grabbed my own wrist in an iron grip. I looked up to meet the eyes of the smaller of the two men.
Let go of me! I'm fine!
I yanked back as hard as I could. With my free hand, I tried to grab hold of the car. Did he think we had hit this woman on purpose?
Ooh, I don't think you're fine. I think you're in trouble.
He gripped my free arm and yanked hard enough to pull my hand from the car.
Felix!
The other people gathering to help the woman, or gawk at her, jumped back in surprise. Unfortunately, this gave the two men the opportunity to yank me up to my feet and away. They began to run with me, half dragging, half carrying. The crowd was staring at us with confusion, even embarrassment of all things.
Felix! Help me!
I could not look back to see what happened to the woman or if Felix was following us, because I was being hurried along with great speed. We were going in the direction of an old sedan parked at the curb. Since screaming hadn't worked, I began to whisper a spell, one of the first my father had taught me after a man had tried to take me as we were shopping for fruit. My assailants flinched at the pain in their hands.
Ah, God damn it!
The pain spell had worked, but it seemed these two were used to magic. They weren't as shocked or startled as they should have been, and they were used to being hurt. We were almost at the car. Once inside it, I would be going somewhere I didn't want to go. I let my legs collapse, hoping to bring the men down with me. It didn't work. They hauled me back up. I tried to kick the shorter man on my right. It's hard to kick when you can't brace yourself, and my shoe landed weakly against his calf.
Felix!
I turned my head and just glimpsed him, shoving against the crowd. Most of the onlookers were yelling, and none of them seemed to understand what was happening. Since Felix was ruthless and seldom polite, he was making progress. I had a flash of hope. Just for a second, as the crowd was forced apart by Felix, I could see the hand of the woman on the ground. That hand shot out and gripped Felix's ankle just as he took a step. Felix went down hard. I'd lost.